Good morning, it's 6:19. With sports news, I'm Jesse King. In the NBA yesterday, Julius Randle recorded his first triple-double in 2 years by collecting 28 points, 12 rebounds, and 11 assists in the Knicks' 95-86 victory over the Cavaliers. Also, the Celtics rallied to beat the Pacers 116-111, the 76ers downed the Raptors 100-93, the Bulls rolled over the Wizards 115-107, and the Bucks pounded the Heat 144-97. In women's college basketball, number 4 UConn dumped number 18 DePaul 75-52, and Hartford bested New Hampshire 64-57. In men's college basketball, number 1 Gonzaga dismantled Dixie State 112-67. Number 9 West Virginia overpowered Northeastern 73-51. Number 14 Rutgers beat Purdue 81-76. And Clemson ripped number 18 Florida State 77-67. In college football, Oklahoma State won the Cheez-It Bowl by topping number 18 Miami 37-34. And number 20 Texas hammered Colorado in the Alamo Bowl 55-23. In NFL news, Steelers coach Mike Tomlin says quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will sit out the team's regular season finale against Cleveland so he can rest for the playoffs. Mason Rudolph will take his place. Pittsburgh will enter the AFC playoffs as the second or third seed, while the Browns are trying to end an 18-year postseason drought. In Major League Baseball yesterday, the Padres pulled off one blockbuster deal for a starting pitcher while finalizing another. San Diego got Cubs ace Yu Darvish, catcher Victor Caratini, and cash, while sending right-hander Zach Davies and four young minor leaguers to Chicago. The 34-year-old Darvish was 8-3 with a 2.01 ERA in 12 starts last season, finishing second in the National League Cy Young Award race. The deal broke after the Padres finalized their acquisition of ace left-hander Blake Snell from the Rays. I'm Jesse King.